Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is Richard Elliott, Summer Madness.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get ready and settle in and become very intentional about the breath. Because sometimes from there, we forget to breathe. And so as we come together in this one mind, one spirit, recognizing that there is only one presence. One presence, God. And even though this one presence is known by many, many, many names, on this line we recognize this great spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, we become very intentional about the breath. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath, family. And so in this right now moment, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, family. Breathe again, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And there's power in the breath, family. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, family, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. As we breathe in the energy of forgiveness, we worked through the mother wound in May, the father wound in June, the wounds from a relationship, releasing the idea or the perception that someone has done something that's unforgivable. And so as we move into the energy of forgiveness, we give thanks for this collective energy to release, let go, and allow to have its way. Yes, here I am.
Day 14, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself for judging my partner and ex-partner. Dear God, once again, I lay my weapons down. This time, I really mean it. This time, I really open my heart. This time, I really surrender my hurts and judgments. This time, I ask for and open myself to know the part of me that is being revealed in the behavior of my partner and my ex-partner. I ask to know and see it. I ask to acknowledge and heal it. I forgive myself for making this so hard on myself and for blaming someone else for the pain I have endured. I let it be, and so it is. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Good morning, good morning. Be blessed. Do something good for yourself. I love that. Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Ayana. And we just want to give thanks as we marinate in the idea of forgiveness. Marinate in the idea of the energy of forgiveness, family. You see, as we move through this month of releasing and letting go of our partners, honoring the womb, this month, we'll be bringing in different speakers. Tomorrow we have a beautiful sister who will talk about fertility. She's a spiritual intuitive, medical intuitive. And she's worked with many women to heal infertility issues, who assisted many women in bringing in and birthing their beautiful babies. We're going to bring Queen of Four, talk about what it means to be a sacred woman, honoring and healing the womb family. And so that we can rebirth and birth the gift that we are to the planet. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to play Diana Reeves testifying, and we're going to go right into the science of the mind for July.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it. Until you find yourself embracing yourself, then you can move on for peace of mind. And all that stuff, just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you planned them. But I believe God and time are synonymous. And through time, God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention.
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was Diane Reeves. You know, I didn't even realize today was July 3rd. Can you believe it's already July 3rd? All right, family, we're going to go ahead and get started with the science of the mind reading today. I am whole. July's issue of The Science of the Mind is 31 days of self-care. 31 days of self-care. And so today, it says we were born to be whole. We were born whole. We are already perfect, whole, and complete. Deepak Chopra once said, "You exemplify wholeness because you are united with everything and everyone around you. You exist to demonstrate that human beings can reach the infinite, and by simply being who you are, you help others get there." I want you to think about that. Simply being who you are, we help others get there. Simply being who you are. You exemplify wholeness because you are united with everything and everyone around you. You exist to demonstrate that human beings can reach the infinite, and by simply being who you are, you help others get there. The Science of the Mind on page 463 said, "Life is one perfect wholeness. The universe is a unit. God is one." A popular affirmation boldly declares, "I am whole, perfect, and complete, just the way I am." Powerful stuff. But do we really believe it? Are these just mere words that look good on a sticky note affixed to the bathroom mirror? "Whole, perfect, and complete" sets the bar pretty high, huh? So let's examine that affirmation one section at a time. Over the next 3 days, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that something is whole, is complete in itself. That means nothing is missing and nothing is needed. I want you to marinate on that. So if nothing is missing and nothing is needed, then why do we characterize ourselves as broken? We're already whole, perfect, and complete. Nothing is missing and nothing is needed. My former community chose the name Whole Life Center for Spiritual Living, and our community affirmation was, "I trust my whole life to spirit and my whole spirit to life." Whole was used in two different ways here. First, we claimed that we entrusted all of our human life to spirit, and vice versa. And second, we also affirmed that we entrusted a life that was already whole and complete to spirit's care, knowing that in return, spirit in its inherent wholeness was expressing to us. If we are God in microcosms, incarnations of the one mind, we can be nothing less than whole. A hologram is the perfect metaphor for how this works. When you cut a hologram of a rose in half, each half contains the whole rose. If you cut that same hologram into eighths, you will end up with eighth complete roses. If we think of God as a hologram, no matter how many pieces it's cut up into, each piece, no matter how small, is a complete whole picture of God. We are born whole and remain whole regardless of external circumstances. I am whole and complete as a unique expression of spirit. It's impossible for me to be anything less. I am perfect. Matthew 5:48 say, "You, therefore, must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Since the divine must hold us as some part of his eternal perfection, we are fulfilling our destiny when we think of ourselves as already divine and perfect. How can I be perfect when I barely make it through a single day without a messing up in one way or another, whether by a misguided thought, words spoken in anger, or a dispowering choice? How can I be perfect when the person staring back at me in the mirror clearly needs to release 20 pounds or a nose job may not be a bad idea either? If perfection is, as the Merriam-Webster Dictionary suggests, being entirely without flaws, defects, or shortcomings, how can that possibly refer to me? How can I be perfect? You see, as divine expressions of spirit, we can be nothing less than flawless. That doesn't mean in our experience of human that we don't make some missteps in judgment. we don't make some choices from time to time that's not for the highest good. It's not that we don't always measure up to some artificial definition of physical perfection. However, it does mean that nothing takes place in the physical plane of existence in any way tarnishes our inherent perfection. The true essence of who we are never changes, and this true essence is without defect. Now, while that is true, it's also true that we are at choice when it comes to whether or not we embrace that perfection. We can continue to deny our perfection by focusing on what we perceive to be our flaws and shortcomings, or we can choose to celebrate the truth that we are perfect just the way we are, with joy and with gratitude. I know that my perfect whole is reflected in my choices and my experiences. So I rejoice in my perfection, family. I rejoice in my perfection because I am complete. The one great art is that of making a complete human being of oneself. You see, there's a spiritual part of us who is never sick, who is never poor, unhappy, never confused, nor afraid, who is never caught by negative thought. We are already whole, perfect, and complete. If we are whole, perfect, it follows that we are, of course, also complete. What more could we possibly need to complete us if we are already whole, perfect emanations of spirit, connected with God, recipients of all that is good in the universe, all that the universe has to offer? Nothing, right? Nothing. Yet we find ourselves saying things like, I'm desperate to find a partner to complete me. If only I were more successful. Maybe if I had more money. Had written that book I've always had in me or had traveled more, maybe I could feel like my life is finally complete. But what if it's already complete? What if your life was already complete? I never liked jigsaw puzzles, particularly those thousand-piece ones. They see me running from room in the grips of a panic attack. All those disconnected pieces lying scattered on the table are just too overwhelming for me. And life often seems like that, a giant, overwhelming jigsaw puzzle. So many things seemingly have to fall in place before we can declare our lives whole and complete. However, every jigsaw puzzle starts out as a completed picture before it was divided into many pieces. And although reassembling that picture can be challenging, every piece that is required to finish the task is sitting right there in front of us. As difficult as putting that puzzle pieces back together may become, we have everything we need to assemble it. There's nothing missing in the puzzle. There's nothing missing in us. I am complete in God, and I have everything I require to live a magnificent life. I have everything I need to live a magnificent life. I'm complete. I'm perfect. I'm whole. And I'm so complete. It's interesting how synchronicity always shows up. I was just having this conversation with one of my clients. And she always talking about being broken and healing. And I said, well, what if you were already perfect, whole, and complete? And nothing, absolutely nothing that you need to do to do anything different but just realize that you were already enough. Absolutely. There was nothing you needed to do to change. Nothing. What would that look and feel like to you? You see, belief is a powerful thing. On one hand, we must watch our minds and what we believe, because what we believe will surely shape our world, because the story we tell ourselves is the story we live. And at the same time, we can believe something that is totally untrue. I think a lot about the thoughts that run through many of our heads. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. But yet we do such amazing things, and yet we're awesome But something in our mind, in our inner being, keep reminding us we're not worthy. But then we do something awesome, but we're not sure that we're awesome. And no matter how many times people say, you're awesome, you're amazing, the more we steer back to that thought, I'm not worthy. You see, the more I live my life and experience the most, I'm convinced that the mind can be a powerful place, but it can be tricky. Tony Robbins defines belief as a feeling of absolute certainty. And when we believe something, we go looking for the evidence of that belief. And we will find the evidence. And we will find the evidence. We will say, see, I told you, and this will reinforce the belief. What am I saying to you? Tony Robbins defined belief as a feeling of absolute certainty. And when we believe something, we go looking for the evidence of that belief, and we will find the evidence. So when those beliefs of I'm not worthy show up, we'll find the belief and the reason why we're not worthy. We have to be careful about what we believe. You know, I get a lot of feedback through emails and texts. People tell me I'm great. Sometimes people say I'm a fraud. Sometimes people are grateful for all that I give. And then some people don't believe that I do enough. And all these points of view make me better. But I do the best I can and not take none of it personally. But it was easy to get caught up in the drama of all the stuff that people would say. Because it's so easy because my mom was already telling me I wasn't good enough to be here, right? And when you start to get caught up in a belief, all that stuff, it can be a distraction from your mission, which is our job to serve, right? It's just our knowing that you are already enough. And I had to realize that my focus shouldn't be on what other people thought of me, but my focus should be about adding value to the world and letting the chips of approval or disapproval fall where they may. It's about the mission, not about the approvals. It's about the service, not the popularity. So when I find myself thinking thoughts of worthy or unworthy, I had to know that regardless, I was already enough. And I didn't have to worry about what other people thought about me. Because it was none of my business. Because my only business was to serve. My only business was to realize that I was already enough. I was born enough. So when you find yourself at a place, you got to remind yourself of the mission. Regardless of the thoughts of others. I am already whole. You are already whole. No matter what nobody else thinks, you are worthy. I'm already worthy. And we had to add the value and change the world. You are whole. You are worthy. Add the value and change the world. We got to focus on our mission. How long are we going to cast away the disapprovals of others and begin to focus on the mission? Is perfectionism ruining our life? So many times we think we got to show up perfect. A lot of times we delay our dreams by believing that our plan, our idea, our story, and even ourselves must be perfect before we start. This idea ruins our life. We never get started. I know so many people always in school trying to get just a little bit more information before they get started. Oh, I got to take another class before I get started. What if I told you you were qualified the day you were born? You don't have to be perfect to get started. In fact, perfect does not exist. So if you're waiting for yourself, your circumstances, or your plans to be perfect, you'll be waiting the rest of your life. So how do you get rid of the idea of perfectionism in its traditional sense? You're already perfect. You're already perfect. So many people have the idea, well, whatever my dream is, whatever my vision is, I have to have the perfect vision figured out. Or if I'm starting a business, I have to have it all figured out perfectly ahead of time. What's interesting is that as I start to ask questions and go deeper and deeper and deeper into why does this have to be perfect before you get started, there's an undercover fear. Oh, my God, that fear. If perfection was the reason, I wouldn't have never started. Anybody who was on this line when we first started, it was noisy. I didn't take time to understand and know how to work the system so we can quiet out the background noise. It was, and a lot of times I wanted the noise because I wanted somebody to be present. I wanted to know somebody was on the line. Because if it got too quiet, I would have thought everybody was hanging up. And what's interesting is those little ding, ding, dings. I used to think people was hanging up and they was actually getting on the line. Because I didn't feel good enough. Because I didn't feel perfect enough. And so today I want to tell you, perfection is the enemy of your dream. Perfection is the enemy of your dream. Can I just tell you? The only thing that cures fear is to just do it. It sounds simple. And I think Nike got it best. Just do it. No matter how it shows up, just do it. People can talk about what it didn't do. Just do it. People can say, oh, you didn't do this right. Just do it. People can talk about all they want, but just do it. Because I promise you, it gets better and better, greater and greater, later and later. It gets better and better over time. It just gets better with time. It really does. It gets better with time. But it doesn't get better with time if you're not doing anything, if you're still trying to create and wait for the perfect time. It doesn't get better by waiting. Tony Robbins says that perfection is the lowest standard possible, because perfection is really an impossible goal, because there's really nothing perfect that we can really do without our humanly made hands. Ultimately, once we start to realize is we need to trade perfectionism for progress. Let me say that again. We need to start realizing is that we need to trade perfectionism for progress. The fear of getting started, what tends to hold us back. You have an idea. You have an idea for a book, a blog, a healing, a business, a relationship, or there's something that you want to do, and you worry that if you don't get it perfect from the beginning, it's never going to work out. But you know what's interesting? It's not working out because of that same exact belief. What's fascinating is I work with people, and whenever they have fear, the fear that the project is not going to work out or the fear of a relationship not going to work out, generally speaking, when they're in that fear, they're actually in the middle of their worst case scenario of their fear. What does that mean? It means, let's just say that you want to start a project, right? and you're so afraid of the project going to fail that you have to get it perfect before you get started. But the thing is, you never get it perfectly perfect, so you never get started. And in essence, the project has already failed because you never got started. So I really do believe that perfectionism really is a disease of low self-esteem. Come on now. It's a diseasement of our unworthy thoughts. It's a diseasement of those thoughts. I'm not enough. And so because I'm not enough, I never get started. I cannot tell you how many times I had to push through. And I keep telling myself, why do I have to keep pushing through the same old crazy, and I want to curse, blah, 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 blah thoughts? Because it don't make no sense to me in my mind. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about, why am I still fighting these not enough thoughts? Why am I still fighting the process of pushing through something knowing that I'm already good enough? And no matter how this project turns out, and no matter how well it does or does not, and no matter what people have to or have not to say, I'm serving the way Spirit led me to serve. And if people don't appreciate it, that's on them. But if people appreciate it, that's great. But my job is not about the approval or disapproval. My job is to serve the mission that I've been given. But why do my mind keep trying to get bottled up in stuff that ain't my business? I don't understand it. But that's what happens. Perfectionism is a disease of a low self-esteem, of an idea that you're not good enough or that you're not worthy, which really makes you think that if I'm not perfect ultimately, then I'm going to be abandoned. Come on now. And I'm not going to get love. So when I heard Padman talk about the umbilical cord and the placenta sending more information, and when it's disconnected too early, the baby feels feelings of abandonment in this new space. I'm thinking, wow, maybe I needed that umbilical cord to stay on too long, because I have those feelings a lot of times. Those feelings of abandonment, not going to get love, all day long, you know. And I keep asking myself, Janine, why do you still have these kind of thoughts? But I moved through it. But what it happens, it caused me to have another name of fear called procrastination. The things that should have been done sooner gets done later because I'm still fighting myself through these doggone thoughts. And I guess because I'm so strong-willed and so strong-minded, it ain't that easy to get through my own thoughts. Oh, I didn't know I was going to talk about this today. I'm all over the place, I guess. I'm just really sitting here thinking about, after reading that, Science of the Mind, and realizing how many of those thoughts of perfection, or how many times I didn't feel worthy, and how many times I woke up not feeling good enough. But ultimately, no matter what you're really doing, it doesn't matter if it's a relationship or a business you're striving for in that next level of your life, your humanness, your personality, your scars, your vulnerability, that's what's going to help take you to that next level of depth, of intimacy, of success in business. Because ultimately, getting started is what's going to help you really get that clarity about what you actually want. And see, getting started helped me find my clarity. It ultimately helped me get my purpose. Now, getting through that mind chatter was harder in the beginning. It's easier now, but it's still there. And I still fight through it, and I still move through it. No matter how many times I've had a successful project, my mind still wants to tell me something about something that don't make no sense. And I tell you, man, you need to quit. But the only way to move through it is to do it. The only way to get it is to do it. If there's a career that you want to look into and you're not 100% sure whether you want to go into that career, dive into that career and go find out. If there's a business you want to start and you know the perfect product figured out right away, launch it and see what happens. You don't have to have it perfect to get it started, but the thing is, it will never happen until you get started. So I pray that I encourage you in this conversation today to step away from the idea of perfectionism. And yes, always have high standards. Always really focus on quality and always focus on really making things the best they can be, but get started. It's always going to be better next week. It's always going to be better next year. You're always going to know more next year than you did last year, but you don't want to waste any more time with things needing to be perfect before you get started. In fact, one of the biggest success principles I found in my life has been to simply get started. I believe the love journey has been able to reach so many people is simply because I got started. And I still to this day don't have a perfect website, the perfect YouTube channel, the perfect Facebook page, or the perfect email. But it's been growing, evolving, and getting refined over time. It's that momentum that has really carried us forward here on the love journey. And the momentum came from a little tiny action. Just a little tiny action. Steps moving forward, even through something that wasn't perfect. The momentum that came from the small action, that inch by inch life's ascent. Moving forward, even though something wasn't perfect. So I'm going to encourage you right now. It doesn't have to be perfect. But we got to get started. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just get started. It doesn't have to be perfect. I want you to breathe that in. I love that idea. I'm already perfect. So we say, it's interesting. We say, we're perfect, whole, and complete. Just the way we are. But then we operate in not enough energy. You see, the feeling of not being enough can stop us dead in our tracks. Maybe you're even thinking, who am I to start this business? Can I really be a good parent? Do I really deserve to get paid abundantly for my gifts and talents? Am I special enough to have a unique purpose? Who am I to be great, talented, fabulous? But these kind of questions do not produce quality answers. You see, when you tapped into your confidence and when you know with certainty that you can and will thrive in your life's unique purpose, and when you believe in your heart of hearts that the life you desire is possible, then you become unstoppable. But the problem is clear. Not feeling enough is a hard feeling to overcome. Oh, I can't tell you. Hard is not even a big enough word, especially if you've been rooted and stuck in feeling that way for years and years and years. But I come to tell you, you can break free from this feeling, but it's not how you might think. You see, in order to dissolve the feeling not enough, the first thing we must do is admit to ourselves that we already have more than enough, and that we're already more than enough. And see, in reality, we might be like a raindrop, and we might dream of being a massive wave, and we have to realize we're connected to a power greater than itself. The ocean, it can fulfill its dreams of being a wave. You are the same. And when we disconnect from our power source, when we're disconnected from a power greater than us, in isolation, it can be easy to believe we're not enough. But then when we choose in every moment to surrender and connect to a power greater than you, be it a higher power or a higher calling or a higher purpose, when you connect to that power that is greater than you alone, you align yourself with a larger energy. That's why you are already more than enough. When you join that larger energy, you are more than enough. So when you're feeling not enough from this moment forward, choose to see that as an opportunity to connect back to our power source, our power greater than us. And you'll see that the not enough feeling will dissipate. With God, all things are possible. With purpose, all things are possible. With love, all things are possible. Tap into that greater power today. When you do, you'll feel more than enough. And the real action begins when you get started. Remember to get out there, take action, and make it real. I'm your biggest supporter. I'm your sister in prosperity and love. And so I share this message from the depth of my heart to share with you that you are already more than enough, family. You're already more than enough. You're already more than enough. You're already more than enough. You more than enough. And you just need to breathe that in. That you are more than enough. Of myself, I may have these thoughts, but with that power source that lives in me, I can do all things. That lives in me, as me, all around me. I just got to connect to that source. If anybody has any comments, questions, or concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, *6 on the teleconference. And today, I remind you, you are enough. You are more than enough. Let's take those dreams out the attic. Let's dust those dreams off and begin again. I know it's not easy. I know it can be a process. But when you move through and the accomplishments you feel, when you move past your own mind, and the stronger the will, the harder it might be to move past yourself. But guess what? You can do it. To do it. I feel like the wheels, remember, you can do it. Remember the song they sang? You can do it. You can win. All right, family, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. Reminding you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, don't just dream your God-sized dream, but live them. And I want you to listen to the words of this song, Keep On, because this song right here has really changed my life a lot of times when I felt like I couldn't move more. Anytime I couldn't do it, I just remember the words to this song. And the very first time I had to stand, maybe not the first time, but closer to the beginning of my speaking career, I remember staying up all night, couldn't figure out what I was going to say. And it was a lot of people on the panel. of speakers. And I was just one. And of course, I'm thinking, oh, these great speakers, and everybody turned out to be phenomenal speakers. And so as I stood up there, I remember thinking about this song that came up when I was a little girl. If I just keep coming, keep going, keep going. And it was through the strength of my mind that I could be set free. It was from the strength of my mind that I can be set free. He said, sky is the limit, and you know that you got to keep just keep on pressing on because the sky is the limit. And I had to know that nobody can keep me from reaching the top. And I remember singing those words at the end. I remember anybody knowing, I started hitting the table because that's kind of the beat, right? It's a kind of a house song, right? And I remember saying, the sky is the limit, and you know that you can just keep on pressing on. And don't you give up on nothing. Don't give up on nothing. Reach. You're all, and then this was my part. If you have a goal, set it in your mind. Reach for it and say to yourself, this will be mine. And this song kept me going on many occasions. And so I dedicate this song to each and every one of you that have a dream, that have a desire, but your fear has caused you not to let it out today. On pressing through. And know the power is in you. Have a great day, family.